Opening arguments are being heard today in a case that pits one of Molokai's largest landowners against public trust advocates over the right to water on the island.
On Molokai, we've dealt with water issues a lot.
Molokai resident and Hawaiian homesteader Glenn Tevis says water can be an emotional issue on the island.
The first homesteaders, they only got water on certain days of the week. So from the genealogy to today, people know that water is so precious, and our ancestors had a hard time having sufficient water to survive, not only to live, but to also grow their crops.
In so many ways, fresh water will be the key to Molokai's future.
Kapua Sproat is an associate law professor and director of Kahuliao Center for Excellence in Native Hawaiian Law at Richardson Law School. She says the big question in the case is
Whether the law, especially our public trust law, will come to life on the ground in our community or will be relegated to bookshelf in the law library.
In Hawaii, water is held in public trust. Since 1992, Molokai has been designated a groundwater management area. There are 10 such areas in the state. This designation allows the state to protect the amount of water withdrawn from certain aquifers.
The fact that the entire island of Molokai is designated as a water management area is incredibly significant. In these areas, a higher level of scrutiny applies, and there's this water use permitting process.
Molokai Ranch, which owns a third of the land on the island, began this permitting process in 1993. At first, they were granted the permit by the State Commission on Water Resource Management. Then in 2007, the Hawaii Supreme Court overruled the commission, saying the ranch didn't adequately show the impact of proposed withdrawals on public trust purposes, like traditional and customary rights. All parties then entered a contested case hearing on the matter.
In 2008, Molokai Properties said, we can't continue in the contested case, we're losing money year after year, and we're hopeful that we'll have a new buyer that can continue the contested case.
Camille Kalama is an attorney with the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, representing two individual parties in the case. The state dismissed the contested case hearing, citing these statements by Molokai Ranch, also known as Molokai Properties.
Basically, what is before the court is, did the commission make a proper decision by dismissing that old contested case or not?
While the court proceeding is narrowly focused on this procedural technicality, Sproat says the legal community will be watching the outcome of this case closely.
You know, the Hawaii Supreme Court has been a really important backstop, continually holding the Water Commission to its fiduciary duties under the public trust and permit applicant to the high bar that private commercial users of water must meet if they want to use our public trust resources for their private commercial gain.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.